Hey there, thanks for coming. Take a seat.
It's time to retire to the drawing room.
Determined not to be left out of the innovation action, regional startups and creative types are making good use of the digital space. Ali Lancaster and Ian Atkinson are at the forefront of the digital transformation, and they are my guests in the drawing room. Hi, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
The stories that are told about regional Australia are often very bleak. Economies in recession, young people leaving in droves. Does the digital economy offer a chance to turn that story around?
Absolutely, Patricia. You're right. There's a lot of negativity around regional Australia at the moment, and there's good reasons to be extremely concerned. But what we have to do is look to where we can create new opportunities and new realities, in fact. So, you know, when you look to the horizon, the digital futures really aren't limited by where you are in Australia. And the NBN, for better or worse, it's mostly a better news story. It enables us to connect to anywhere in the world. So you can see that as a threat, but we're trying to turn that around and change realities for a whole lot of new people.
We've been talking for a long time now about how this digital revolution will really change the way that we work. And I think it's happened to some extent, but it hasn't fully stopped the centralisation or the city model, has it? It hasn't happened yet. I know there's a lot of promise, but Ali, do you see it happening? I'll be honest, I'm cynical because I still feel like the sort of mind space of big companies and big organisations is to think in that sort of centralised model.
Yeah, well, I think it just depends on how it's done. If it's done in a way that's creating social and cultural change, and it's creating digital inclusion, it's fostering digital participation, and it's doing new things in different ways, then I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, I think it's you know, Richard Florida is probably right in some ways. The cities have won. But that doesn't mean that everyone has to lose at the same time, Patricia. Mm. So there are lots of people that do want to live in regional communities, and they have many, many advantages. So what we're doing here is trying to create another set of realities for people where they can engage, re-engage probably, and get some agency about all of this digital material. So in some ways, people are very disconnected from digital. They look at Facebook, they look at machinery, they have no idea really how it works. They're simply consumers. If we can get people to touch and feel more visceral about this stuff, then we think we can draw their creativity out, and so they can create a whole lot of new opportunities for themselves, because it is going to come ultimately down to ourselves to recover.
And mixing different people, so mixing that hands-on and different disciplines from the arts and the engineering and education, different parts of the community, different age groups, gender, there's, you know, getting women involved more, girls involved more. I think just really getting that mix happening is really important as well.
You both live in Townsville. Are locals there excited about what's possible, Ian?
I think they are. I think people are beaten up around a lot of local issues. Townsville, I often say, has been in the news far too much for a small community.
Yeah.
But I think there's equally a lot of excitement. And we've been really thrilled in some events that we've been holding, some kind of pre-events. And we're really quite excited by the feedback that we're getting from people. Schools are coming up to us and they're wanting us to head to schools. We've got community groups wanting us to work with them. We've got a lot of really innovative people here, Patricia. If they get the right venue, the right location, and we put these minds together, I think we can create a whole lot of new things that are going to be quite different to big corporate cultures, but actually very tangible, very practical. You know, I think it's really interesting to think that it's only a few hundred years ago, before the Industrial Revolution, creativity and innovation was largely a rural thing. That happened actually in the rural regions where food was created. So if we can go back to that, I think that there's a lot to be gained from this. And there is excitement, I think, growing. Not in all sectors, but that's our job to push it out.
Tell us about some of those events that are being organised.
So the Mix House initiative is a shipping container. So it's a maker hacker space that was built into a shipping container and is led by a partnership between La Luna Youth Arts and James Cook University, the City Libraries here, and a whole lot of other people. And now it's being moved around. It can be booked by the community. So we've had our first few events where we've moved it into the city centre and had one workshop where people could make solder little LED badges and make little solar cars and things like that, and another workshop where they could sew conductive thread and LED lights into fabric. So they're the first few events, and there's another one at Eco Fiesta, which is a large environmental festival here in Townsville on the weekend to learn how to make little sensors to measure environmental conditions.
Yeah. Yes, I think a really interesting thing about this, Patricia, is that the idea actually emerged out of a startup weekend. People gather together, pitch an idea, work on it for 54 hours, and then they get judged on how viable it might be as a company or an idea. And a lot of the judges probably thought it was a great idea, but it really wouldn't go anywhere. Well, in fact, it's instantiated itself. The community is pushing it forward. We've had probably hundreds of people now walk through it, play with it, touch things, build things, create things, understand the world a little bit better when they walked out, and have a whole range of conversations.
Learn by doing.
Learning by doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, old-fashioned
things.
That's
the key.
But we've got to bring some of that forward because people have lost agency and we can give it back to them.
And I think too, I've just done a stint in the state education system, and I think there's a lot of kids in the system that are falling out with the streaming that could really benefit from programs like this to, build self-esteem, really learn some skills and share some skills by doing and being really practical.
So is this mix house going to only be based in Townsville, or will it move around to other regional areas?
I hope so.
is that your grand plan?
That's our plan. This is actually not a planned activity. It's an evolving activity,
yeah.
Patricia. So it's very agile and nimble, Just in the first few events, we've been really surprised. People have actually, from even the remote communities around us, are saying, can you come out to us? People in Cairns have asked for it to go up to Cairns. So we think it might be an interesting brand, and it's great to have it in a shipping container. There's something about having everything in a box.
Yeah.
And
what is it? What is it about something putting everything in a box?
Yeah, and Heidegger would say something about that, I think. But it really is interesting. And so we think this is a scalable model, and we've been talking about writing something up about this and sharing our experiences with other communities so that they can take the idea and make their own version of it.
In the drawing room, my guests are Professor Ian Atkinson, the Director of E-Research of the E-Research Centre at the James Cook University, and Ali Lancaster. She's a research assistant on the Fostering Digital Participation Project at Queensland University of Technology. So is there a sense that government and policymakers aren't going to make it all happen in regional areas, and that locals have to make it happen for themselves, Ali, because that's the story I'm getting here, that you can't kind of rely on government to fix this?
Well, I think this is a good example of something happening quite quick, and that was because it came from the community. It was this call that was put out through this project for a creative entrepreneurship social change initiative, and then taking it to the startup weekend, and then having this seed funding, which really wasn't much. All this collaboration and passion for this idea, getting the container built within 4 months and then launching it. So
yeah, people working on weekends, I don't know how much we spent, $20,000 maybe.
I like the way you do things, guys. It's very cheap. It seems like universities are really crucial to this transformation too. What role is the academy having in all of this, Ian?
Well, a few, Patricia. I mean, one is it's a great research project, and Ali's certainly working on that with her colleagues at QUT. But universities, we all know, now need to engage more. They need to, I think they've always been relevant, Patricia, but they need to be obviously more relevant. And they need not to just talk to our students. We need to talk to all levels of the community. So I think one of the things we're really keen about here is looking at a long game. So we want to talk to people who might be our students in a decade's time. We want to talk to older people who may, for whatever reason, be looking at another career, and giving them the agency to take that on board themselves with some new ideas and actually move forward, make different connections, use their experience, but use it in different ways. So I think the academy is really important because certainly, of course, we have access to a range of high-level skills and technologies that may not be in the general community. But although the university can be catalytic, it can't do the work. So it needs the community to work with it. And, in a community of a few hundred thousand people, a university might have 1,000 staff. That means there's 199,000 people with a whole lot of other ideas. And in partnership, we can do amazing things.
Ali, I was wondering about older people. How do they engage with these new initiatives? Are they coming on board as well, as you'd assume that it's more skewed to younger creative types? Is that right?
Well, so far, the actual building of the space happened through an older person, really, his energy and his tools coming in and helping us build the DIY of actually building the space. So there's actually already been quite an older person presence in the mix house. And I think you know, it'd be great to sort of expand it into areas where you've got all those old trade skills that can come out of people and use that and mix that with the technology and younger people and their ideas. So that sort of thing would be great to foster.
Ian, I know you're very passionate about teaching STEAM as opposed to STEM. What do you mean by that?
So we all know the STEM acronym, you know, science, technology, engineering and maths. But I like to put the A in there, and so do lots of people, and that's the arts. So that's the creativity, Patricia. That's where you look at problems from a different perspective, where you're non-linear. You know, this is not really a new idea. I was actually talking to an engineer of somewhat advanced age just in the last couple of days who told me in his engineering degree all the engineers were forced to do one creative drawing subject. And that was so that they could actually look at the world in different ways. STEAM, I think, is being forgotten in a lot of the discussion that's happening at the moment, because we need to get that creativity, those new angles, to be associated with the straightforward science and technology activities, so that we can create new ideas, new businesses. It's also much more engaging. So I certainly know in my lab, which is an IT lab, you know, one of my best appointments was that I had money once and I actually employed an artist for 6 months, and it made a lot of difference.
What difference did it make?
Well, that aesthetic, the ability to look at something and see, take our ideas, which were, you know, sort of hard-edged and angular, and create tones of light and colour in them. And it actually really created difference, not only in the look and appearance of our work, but also what we were doing in the back end. We thought about things more fluidly. I think that's probably a very general characterization of what happens when you mix the arts, the creative arts of all stripes, with engineering and technology. You get a whole lot of new angles and perspectives. And that's really important because, you know, a lot of what's happening in the tech space, Patricia, it's actually about new business models, and you need to liberate people's thinking.
And imagination. Like, I think people really need to imagine, have a chance to do that and take it further with others in a co-working spaces, solving problems together and having different minds and different ways they might think about that problem.
And what's happening in the rest of regional Australia? Are regions connecting up with each other, learning from each other? Obviously with digital technology, that's easier than it's ever been to kind of share those ideas of other places that are similar to Townsville. I mean, we have a very big country. There are many, many regional centres. Are those connections being built, Ian?
I think it's limited, Patricia, but I think it's something that we want to start looking at. Interestingly, with this project, I've probably interacted with more people overseas than within Australia, because the maker movement, this movement around the world where we're seeing people coming back to actually building things themselves with tools, is probably more advanced overseas, and people are very generous with their time. But there are activities happening in communities all around the country, so we're finding out about each other in blogs and through, you know, Facebook and all those regular social media kinds of tools. At the moment, I'm not aware of anyone that's trying to put this together nationally. It would be interesting to do that, but equally, while we want to be inspired by one another, we don't want to be cloned by one another. We want to learn from the best of things. But each community is different. Each location will have different, you know, economic drivers, skill sets, and it's up to them to navigate their way through that to get to this new economy and new kind of resilience that we're all hoping to achieve.
So you would like to see some more effort put into connecting? You say you've spoken to a lot of people overseas, but, you know, finding out what actually is happening across the country.
Yeah, I think it would be really interesting to do, and I don't think that would be actually a very expensive thing to do either. I think it's something that we actually just have to put our minds to. So maybe after this interview, people can get in contact and we can do this organically.
That would be good. I'll end with you, Ali. Do you think regional Australians have largely been forgotten by policymakers, planners in the new digital economy? Because there's a lot of lip service. I mean, you hear that being stated, but in terms of actually implementation, I don't see a lot of evidence.
I think regionally, you know, we do miss out. We don't have that physical presence of a lot of institutions. We don't have a lot of institutions around us that we can draw on and have conversations with. So I think, you know, that probably does factor in terms of, you know, missing out in some way. And with all the funding cuts that have been happening, I think, you know, there's, you know, regional areas don't have much as it is. So I think more cuts really do make a difference.
So How can people find out more about what your organisations are both doing?
There's a Mixhouse website, Patricia, you know, which is just mixhouse.com.au, M-I-X-H-A-U-S. From there, you can see the regular social media so you can follow what we're doing and get in contact with us.
Excellent. I want to thank you both for coming in. Let's hope that Townsville spends a bit more time in the news for good reasons.
Thanks very much.
You want to still be in the news cycle just for positive stories.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patricia. Thanks, Patricia.
And joining me in the drawing room have been Professor Ian Atkinson, Director of the E-Research Centre at the JCU, and Ali Lancaster. She's a Research Assistant with the Fostering Digital Participation Project at the Queensland University of Technology.